Jordan's military says ISIS is holding one of its pilots after his F-16 fighter jet went down over Syria. ISIS claims it shot the plane down with a heat-seeking missile near the northern city of Raqqa, which is known as the ISIS capital. The BBC's Jim Muir is following the story from Beirut, Lebanon. And Jim, this is the first coalition aircraft to be lost over Syria or Iraq since the airstrike started in September. What's the significance of this?
Well, it is significant. It underlines the dangers taken by these pilots as they go over these two countries. And it's going to leave a lot of questions about what exactly was it that brought this plane down. The IS militants themselves are saying it was a heat-seeking missile, in which case the missile should really have been distracted by chaff or balloons launched by the planes as a defensive measure, as routine. So something obviously went wrong in terms of defenses of the aircraft, but also it could be that IS has got the kind of armaments that the coalition perhaps didn't even know about. But we'll have to wait and see. No doubt the coalition will be scratching their heads over that. But meanwhile, of course, the Jordanian government and indeed the family, of course, face this nightmare scenario of a pilot down and in enemy hands.
Well, and this is the first time that we know of that a foreign soldier has been held by ISIS, and the group, as we know, has already executed several hostages. What's the reaction in Jordan?
The Jordanians, of course, are horrified by this. It's a kind of nightmare scenario of the pilot being held by a group which is notorious for bloodthirstily cutting off the heads of hostages and prisoners on tape, you know, to get maximum impact out of it. So they have no illusions about the fate that could await the hapless pilot. If he's lucky, as it were, IS may decide that he's a useful bargaining chip. It may try to use him to kind of pressure the Jordanians into dropping their commitment to the US-led coalition and indeed three other Arab states who are also involved in these air strikes. But the reaction of the government so far in Jordan has been quite tough. Its statement from the military and from the information minister have said basically the war against terror goes on, and the kind of language they're using is not at all placatory. It's not conciliatory at all. They're talking about IS as a bunch of terrorists who've been carrying out killings and mayhem against innocent people in Iraq and Syria and so on. So they're not mincing their words, and they're not showing any signs of being willing to appease the people who are holding this pilot.
Meanwhile, how effective have these airstrikes by the coalition been in Iraq and in Syria?
I would say on balance that they are certainly hurting IS. Now, these are not body blows that have got it absolutely on the ropes, but there's no doubt that it is hurting. The U.S. announced recently that several high-level commanders had been killed of IS. They didn't name them. Of course, there's constant rumors about Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the IS caliph, as they call him, being killed or wounded, though they've always turned out so far to be incorrect. But certainly they are hitting command posts, they're hitting vehicles, they're hitting checkpoints, they're hitting buildings that are being used by IS fighters across Iraq and Syria. And, of course, in Kobani, that border town held by Syrian Kurds, where there's been a big battle going on for a couple of months now, they really have made a difference. They've helped to, if not completely turn the tide, at least to hold IS back and give the fighters on the ground, who are motivated Kurdish forces, a chance to breathe and to push forward. And that has really made a difference. So there's no doubt these blows are hurting IS and, of course, thereby, of course, motivating them to hit back in any way that they can.
That's the BBC's Jim Muir speaking to us on this Christmas Eve from Beirut, Lebanon. Jim, thanks so much for reporting on this Christmas Eve. Hope you have a good holiday.
Thank you very much, and you're welcome.